Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Cliff Inico back on the show. Cliff's a great member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 11 years. He's been hanging out with us. He's an attorney specializing in small business issues. He's a contributor to Entrepreneur Magazine. He's the author of, I don't know how many eBay books on how to stay legal with eBay. Also, his crowdfunding book is Landmark. And, of course, his Money Hunt book is legendary. And he's our good friend Cliff. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Always a pleasure, man.
Good to have you back. And he's all over YouTube. His byline is everywhere. He's like
in the words of your favorite rock band, I am bad, I am nationwide.
That's exactly right. And he's our good friend. Hey, Cliff, what's your take on the new tax bill?
Okay, I've been writing a lot about this, and I know I'm keeping my phone about 6 inches away from my ear right now because I know you have some pretty strong views on
it. I'm still mad about it.
Well, let's put it this way. It doesn't do as much for small business as the media has been telling you. I think there's no two ways about that. This is a bill, I think, primarily for big business. And if you are running a Fortune 500 corporation, there are some things in this bill to like. But if you're running a small business, I mean, to be honest with you, I think the hype is a bit overmuch, to be honest with you. I'm not a fan. The 20% small business deduction, when you really work through the numbers, and especially when you work through all the exceptions, that there are the people who cannot take this deduction.
That's right. Like you potentially.
No, I mean, I think that President Trump, when he did this bill, he had my tax return on his desk, right in front of him, saying, "You know what? This is the guy. We don't want this guy to have
anything."
That's
right. I don't disagree with
you. So, you know, first of all, I'm a lawyer. I mean, okay, people don't like lawyers anyway.
Why did they single out professionals? How did you guys make them mad? Why did they single them out?
I understand the theory, but it doesn't make any sense, Jim. The theory is we want people to go out and hire. We don't want people who are their business to benefit
from this.
This
sounds like Obama picking winners and losers.
Mm-hmm. To some extent, it is.
I got to tell you something,
Jim, though. Something I learned in law school years ago. When I took tax law in law school, I'll never forget, the very first day of class, the professor said something that I have never forgotten all these years, and she was absolutely right about this. And I'm going back 40 years now. She said that, you know, if the sole goal of the tax law was to raise revenue for the government, if that was its only purpose, the tax code would be 5 pages long, and you could do your tax return on a postcard.
That's right.
The reason why it is so Byzantine complex is because we try to do social engineering.
That's exactly
via
right.
the tax code.
Because of money, lobbying money, that's the drug of Washington, manipulates things. Uh-huh. And the reason why small businesses got hosed is because we're not organized. If small business owners got organized, the way corporate America is organized and the way unions used to be, we could run the world. We could run the world. Mm-hmm. And the world would be better, too, if we did.
That's right. And it's all about how organized you are and how tight your lobby is in Washington. It's all about that.
And see, we have the lobbying mechanism in place, but we won't support it. People won't write. They won't write. If every small business owner would write a $100 check once a year to a clearinghouse. They wrote the check to a clearinghouse one a year. That money could be divided up among four or five groups that are in Washington. The tax bill would have been a lot more favorable to small business.
Yeah. I was a little surprised that the lawyer lobbies didn't get more
involved. I couldn't believe it. The accountants, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. The architects and the engineers had something going for them. I can tell you, because they do get the benefit of the 20%.
But it's not a tax cut. It's a deduction. It's not available to everybody, and it expires in 7 years. Now, the corporate America got a huge 40% cut. It's
that's
permanent,
right.
And everybody gets it.
Yeah. To help. They were, and to be fair, they were trying to correct some abuses that big companies have been doing for a long time, like parking their money overseas and not bringing it back because of the tax liability. The good news, and probably the only good news in this tax bill, is that big companies do seem to be behaving the way the engineers of this tax law wanted them
to. We'll see. But here's another possible good thing. There are people that I'm talking to that I wound up, the good friends of mine, part of that group I was telling you about, that I jumped all over them for what they allowed happen. They actually said to me, Jim, what you don't realize is it was going to be worse if we hadn't gotten involved, number one. Number two, they said, we're still trying to fix it. They say there's still some things they think they can fix. So yeah. I'm hoping that'll be the case. When we come back, Europe thinks about the marketplace differently than America does, folks, especially online. And Cliff Inico has been tracking that. He's going to share some of his analysis with us after this break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.